Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Whoa, that is so aggressive.
You had to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Tony from Ione, are you ready to turn it up today, too?
I am.
Okay, that's what we like to hear. Now, listen, Katie only got one right yesterday.
Okay, so did the person I was playing.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's a tie!
That means, Tony, today could be your day. Will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
I will. Get out, Katie.
Okay.
Get out.
Tony, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you're going to win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gavin, are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. Happy socially distant birthday to Usher. He's 42 today. What is Usher's last name?
Oh, my gosh. No idea. Miller.
Okay.
Question two. On this day in 1987, 18-month-old baby Jessica fell 22 feet into a well. She was in the well for 58 hours, and the country watched as rescue workers tried to free her. Viewers were so moved by the story, they sent her money. She inherited a trust fund of $1 million.
Wow.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I didn't either.
What state did this news story happen in? Was it Arizona, Texas, or Oklahoma?
I think Texas.
Question three. A musical is in the works called Toto, the doggone amazing story of the Wizard of Oz, based on the children's book that tells the story of the Wizard of Oz from the dog's perspective.
Oh, boy.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, Glinda is the good witch of where?
Oh,
3 seconds.
Of the West.
Question four. A woman that took pieces of the ancient city of Pompeii returned the fragments with a letter saying they brought a curse to her life, including two bouts with breast cancer. A park rep even said that they've had about 100 previous incidents of tourists sending artifacts back because they believe them to be cursed. The ancient city of Pompeii was located in what country?
Pompeii. Is that in
3 seconds?
Greece.
And question five. Top Ramen is in search of a chief noodle officer to help test out new recipes. They'll pay you $10,000 and give you a 50-year supply of Top Ramen.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, you can apply on social by posting a unique ramen dish. Let's say one package of Top Ramen is 25 cents. How much would 350 packages cost?
Hold on.
I'm going to give you time because I think that's hard.
She's figuring it out. Trying to figure it out. She's doing the math.
She's doing something. All right, 3 seconds. Three, two.
$75.
Say that again.
$75.
Got it.
Katie!
Ba-da-da-bum-bum-bum. All right, here she comes. Now, listen, we're behind the scenes right now on our Instagram Live. If you want to give us a follow at N1065. And by the way, I know we've been talking about this. Tomorrow morning at 8:40, we're going to have a big announcement here on the Wake Up Call. Something that we never thought would happen, but it's going to happen, and you're going to find out tomorrow morning at 8:40. Katie.
Yeah.
You are going for your 435th win today.
Yep.
Gavin?
Lost my pen.
Oh, okay.
Can I pick it up with my feet?
Go ahead. Take your time.
Thank you.
Look at, she did it with her toes.
Wow, okay.
Like a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Gavin thinks these are a little tough today. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Question one. Happy socially distant birthday to Usher. He's 42 today. You remember Usher?
Yeah.
What's Usher's last name?
Raymond.
Yes.
Usher Raymond. Come on.
Question two. On this day in 1987, 18-month-old baby Jessica fell into a 22-foot well.
That affected me so much.
She was in the well for 58 hours as the country watched as rescue workers tried to free her.
Why is that funny?
How old were you in 87? Three?
I remember it very, very vividly.
What state did this story happen in?
Oh, my God.
Was it Arizona, Texas, or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Where Texas. The babies fall down the well.
It was Texas. Question three. A musical is in the works called Toto, the doggone amazing story of the Wizard of Oz, based on the children's book that tells the story of the Wizard of Oz from the dog's perspective.
You know, how you've always wondered.
I know. Low to the ground is what I suspect.
Right. And forgetting things that happened 30 seconds before they happened.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, Glinda is the good witch of where?
3 seconds.
The south.
Mm-mm. The north.
The north?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the south in the book. And in the movie, they made it the north.
He loves The Wizard of Oz.
I know. God.
I love The Wizard of Oz.
You're such a...
What a Dorothy.
Dorothy. I was going to say he's one of the... I want to say Oompa Loompas, but
Munchkins, yeah. Question four. A woman took pieces of the ancient city of Pompeii and returned the fragments with a letter saying they brought a curse to her life, including two bouts with breast cancer.
Oh, my God.
A park rep says that there's been about 100 previous incidents of tourists sending artifacts back because they believe them to be cursed. The ancient city of Pompeii was located in what country?
Is Pompeii where, like, everybody was turned to stone?
They were turned to stone.
Yeah, it was.
They were, right? Everybody was just like whatever position they were in.
Frozen in ash?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Italy.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did that help you narrow it down to Italy?
Right.
It happens all the time.
Well, because I knew that happened in Italy. I wasn't positive that it was Pompeii, but I know that everybody, like, you're just playing chess. Playing checkers, then all of a sudden, no, you're stuck.
With the memory that you have, you didn't remember that I climbed Mount Vesuvius and went to Pompeii?
I didn't know Vesuvius was in Pompeii.
That was the volcano destroyed Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh.
Wow. She remembered all of that other stuff except your story.
Yeah. I know that he went to Vesuvius. I did not know it was in Pompeii.
Okay.
All right, question five. Top Ramen is in search of a chief noodle officer to help test out new recipes. They're going to pay you $10,000 and give you a 50-year supply of Top Ramen.
Which would cost you like $4.
Let's say one package of Top Ramen is 25 cents.
Let's say.
How much would 350 packages cost?
Oh, what?
If each package is 25 cents, how much would 350 packages cost?
I gave her some time. I think this is hard. Okay. And I can already see that it broke you.
Okay.
She's not sure what math to use.
Right? I'm not sure what math to use. Okay, so there's 350 packages.
Uh-huh.
And each one is...
She's visualizing it.
That is correct. Yes.
So now the next step...
So then if you did like two packages, that's 50 cents. So then
you see it in your head, right?
Cents.
You see it in your head.
So for every four,
right,
it's $1.
Right. There you go.
Now draw a three-dimensional box. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. What do you think? What do you think? Just ballpark
35.
It. 35 what?
34 is the question.
How much would it cost?
Oh, dollars.
$35.
Oh, right? Okay.
But was I right about like each four?
Yeah. It's a dollar.
It's $1. So then
you
I would have
correct.
To go four yes. divided by no.
No. 350 divided by four.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what you said.
Well, which one goes in the box?
What? The ramen.
The division box.
350.
Okay, yeah. Yes, yeah, okay, yeah. So then I would have been right. Okay. If I knew how to divide that, I would have been right.
And there it is.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, at least you got halfway there. The answer was $87.50.
That was hard.
That was a tough one.
I'm impressed that I got for every four is a dollar.
Well, you know how many quarters are in a dollar.
Excuse me.
Oh, you don't.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
And we're all...
Stop it.
Okay.
Okay. Today's final score, Tony 1, Katie 2, Katie with the win.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, listen, tomorrow I won't make him as hard.
No, I like him hard. I like him hard, too.
Okay, all right. Listen, her record is now 435 wins, 82 losses. Tony, I am so sorry. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.